The court ruled that judges can force political action groups to release the names of their contributors if the ads they run are potentially libelous. The case involved an attack mailing sent out by a group known as the Alliance for a Working Wisconsin, headed by Todd Rongstad. The mailing implied that state Senate candidate Julie Lassa was directly connected to the extortion charges against former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Koala. Lassa's attorney Ed Garvey calls the ruling an important step towards eliminating what he calls anonymous slime ads.
It's hard enough to get good people to run for public office if they have to raise money. But if they also have to face anonymous attacks that are libelous and they have no way to fight back, it will eliminate the chance of getting good people to run for office. So I think this is a major step toward cleaner campaigns.
But an attorney who represents the Wisconsin Realtors Association says the ruling isn't likely to have any impact on the number or the nature of political attack ads. The association wasn't involved in this case, but does fund political ads. Mike Wittenweiler says the court actually made it easier for groups to protect their contributors' anonymity.
I think what this decision clearly provides is a roadmap to organizations who want to engage in these sorts of activities on, you know, how you react when a defamation lawsuit is filed against you. It's encouraging for political speech because, quite frankly, I think this court embraces political speech and embraces the reality that it's going to occur.
Still, Rongstad's lawyer Michael Crook says he plans to ask the court to reconsider the ruling, citing a dissent by Justice Prosser that the ruling will chill free speech rights during political campaigns. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.